MSO, New Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carbone, joining us here today. Andy, welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Happy to be back with you.
Well, Andy, we're now in the second week of February, February 9 here as we talk. So what do you got for us? I mean, the note is pitchers and catchers reporting soon.
They certainly are. Get your calendars ready. Pitchers and catchers will be at their first spring training workout in Fort Myers next Wednesday. First full squad workout comes your way on Monday, February 20th. And believe it or not, there's some players already down at Fort Myers getting ready for the upcoming season. Newly acquired outfielder Masataka Yoshida has already arrived for workouts, along with infielder Christian Arroyo. Pitchers Brian Bellow, Ryan Brazier, Tanner Houck, Zach Kelly, Nick Pivetta, Chris Sale, and Garrett Whitlock have already been seen floating around JetBlue Park. Sox first spring training game will be on Friday, February 24th versus Northeastern. That will be at JetBlue Park as well. Then that's followed by a game on Saturday the 25th against the Braves in Northport.
All right. So the season, we've got it. Spring training just about to get underway, more or less. You know, the equipment truck you were reported last week took off from Fenway last week. But tell me about this. I saw this picture somewhere or other on the news about these helicopters installing lights at Fenway. What's the deal with that?
Oh, yeah, there were some helicopters flying around Fenway on Sunday. They were used to install new LED lights in the light towers at Fenway. So you'll have a different view of those light towers and take a look at them. The lights will probably look a little different than what they've had over the past many, many years. So it was kind of an interesting situation to see on the news that I saw with the helicopters trying to install those lights and how they were moving them around and everything. So certainly not what you expect to see at Fenway, but that was something different.
You know, I have a couple of lights at my place that having a helicopter might not be a bad thing to replace a bulb now and then. So,
Well, give John Henry a call. Maybe he'll help you out.
Yeah, there you go. There's got to be one at the Beverly Airport somewhere. Okay, so what else do we have here? We've got some player notes to share with us from the...
Sox made a few minor moves since last we spoke. They've traded pitcher Franklin Hermann to the White Sox for relief pitcher Theo Denlinger. Then they've also purchased the contract of pitcher Joe Jones from the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks from the Independent League. And yesterday they signed pitcher Jake Faria, who last pitched in the majors for the Diamondbacks back in 2021, to a minor league deal with an invitation to spring training. So, you know, the old saying goes, you can never have enough pitching. So the Red Sox are trying to grab some extra bodies here and there, and maybe something will stick.
All right. Anything else to share with us?
Well, Angels pitcher and designated hitter Shohei Ohtani was at the New Balance corporate headquarters in Boston last week signing an endorsement deal. And of course, that led to speculation that he could sign with the Red Sox when he becomes a free agent after next season. So I wouldn't look too deeply into that. That's just some people trying to create some buzz out there that maybe Ohtani would come to the Red Sox in the offseason. But I don't see that happening. Doesn't mean that he's going to sign here just because he has an endorsement sale with New Balance, but I guess if John Henry wants to make him part owner of the team, maybe he'll listen. We'll have to wait and see.
But the Angels are working hard to keep him, right? I mean,
they are.
Yeah,
absolutely. They're working hard to keep him. I personally don't think he's going to want to stay there. He kind of sees what's happened with Mike Trout over his career. A great player as Trout has spent all these years in the majors, only been to the playoffs once. I think Ohtani wants to be maybe in a bigger market with more the Anaheim Angels aren't, the Los Angeles Angels aren't a big market, but obviously baseball's not that important out there in California as it is around here or New York or that type of thing.
And Dodgers are still number one, I'm sure, out in
absolutely.
L.A.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you could see them maybe, heading over to the other side of the city. That's something that could very possibly happen. But look for the Mets to make a big push at Ohtani in the offseason because obviously their owner has unlimited wealth that he can throw out there, so that could be a landing spot.
Yeah, and who can't relate to that? Okay, what do we got? Nesson, we always talk about what's coming up on Nesson, but what's coming up this summer on Nesson too, Andy? New voices?
Yes, they've announced their studio host and analyst for the upcoming season. Tom Caron returns as the pregame and postgame host. He's been with Nesson now for 28 years, believe it or not. Adam Pellerin will also host as well, and Jim Rice is back for his 21st season as being an analyst for the pre- and postgame shows. He'll be joined this year by Lenny Donato, Will Middlebrooks, Jonathan Papelbon, and Darnell McDonald.
All right. What do you think?
not exciting names. I mean, Papelbon can be entertaining at times. Jim Rice is always good to listen to. Darnell McDonald, this is his first year joining the crew. Will Middlebrooks, Lenny Donato. I mean, they're fine. They are what they are. you know.
Let me reference an earlier name you noted in this podcast, Joe Jones. I don't see Joe Jones joining the Nesson booth in the next 10 years. But
Nor even in the next 20 or 30. Okay. We interviewed on Nesson at all this season. So.
All right, what do we have on Nesson Plus, the Red Sox Classics today? What's going on?
Yeah, kind of a strange week for them. They're throwing something different out there to everyone. It's the Best Brawls. First pitch at 3 o'clock. It's a game from July 8th, 2011. Red Sox beat the Orioles 10-3 at Fenway. David Ortiz led the way with a three-run home run in the first inning. Then Big Poppy got involved in a bench-clearing brawl in the eighth inning with Orioles reliever Kevin Gregg. After a few inside pitches to Big Poppy, he popped up and on his way to first base. Gregg had some words for him. Then Ortiz charged the mound and all hell broke loose.
Nice. You know, as you're saying that, I'm thinking, you know, a great little 30-minute show for Nesson would be the old-time wrestling clips. I mean, the real old stuff. I mean, that would be some good stuff.
Or even, when it comes to Best Brawls, they'll show some old Bruins fights from back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
That would be very entertaining.
Oh, man. They, I don't know what the rating on those would be. They might have to worry about that one. But, all right, let's go to Major League Baseball news because you always have a handful of nuggets for us. I'm sure this week is no exception. So what's going on away from Fenway Park and the Red Sox in Major League Baseball news?
Well, overall, it was a quiet week since last we spoke. The biggest news, believe it or not, came out in the video game world as Marlins second baseman Jazz Chisholm is on the cover of this year's 2023 MLB The Show. The video game is also going to shine a spotlight on the Negro Leagues, a new game mode called Storylines. Allows players to experience an entertaining narrative journey focused on a particular player. Storyline Season 1, the Negro Leagues, will feature 8 players, including Jackie Robinson, Satchel Paige, and Buck O'Neill. San Diego Studio, who makes the popular game, will donate $1 to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City for each copy of the game. Collector's edition sold through the end of this year.
And the deal with Chisholm is that he's not a big name, and his face is on the cover of the game, right?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised myself when I heard that he's going to be on the cover. He's only been in the league a couple of years, and like you said, he's definitely not a household name playing for the Marlins. An exciting player. He gets injured a lot, but when he's out there, he has a speed and power combination and bats at the top of the lineup. But, yeah, you would think it would be someone like Shohei Ohtani or Mike Trout or
Joe Jones.
Yeah, Joe Jones. He could be on the minor league version of MLB The Show, maybe. That's about it.
Yeah, double A. That might be a good video game, double A ball or something like that. But there you go. Single A.
Well, see what happens.
All right, we'll see. All right, Andy, anything else you want to share with us today?
Well, the weather's getting a little warmer around here. We've had a decent winter in terms of the snowfall, obviously. I'm probably jinxing things until opening day comes around at the end of March. But we're inching closer and closer to the upcoming season. And, it'll be nice to see on the news and on Nesson some highlights of practice next week and that type of thing to get you all warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah, I think I'm going to flag this last clip of you speaking, Andy, because I have a feeling we're in for an 18-inch snowfall late March. That's just my hunch, but we could be wrong.
Blame me.
Yeah, you got it. There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO NewSports.com.